We're going to start the top of Daf Yud Gimel Mad Aleph, Masech the Sukkim. Amar of Chanan Bar Rava, Hani Hizmi Vehigi. Hizmi Vehigi, Rashi says, different types of thorn bushes. So the Shita of Rav Chanan is that you're able to use these thorn bushes as Skach. However, Abaya Amar Behizmi Mesachinon, with Hizmi, if you want to use the thorn bush called Hizmi, then you're able to use that as Skach. But behigi loy mesachinon. However, you should not use the thorn bush called higi. So why? My time. What's the reason? Why? What's the difference between hizmi and higi? So the Gemara, kibun denatri tarpayu shavaklav anafik. So apparently, the higi thorn bush, the branches will fall off eventually. You put them over your sukkah, they're going to fall down. Nobody wants to be sitting in a sukkah, then a thorn bush fall on top of them. So then you're going to walk out. Whereas the hizmi thorn bush, it seems like that once it's up there, and everything's okay. It will stay up there. So that's the machlekes. Could you use hizmi and higi for it to be schach? Omer of Gidol Amarav. Hai afkusa didiklo. So again, over here, I'm going to need some help over here at the exact translation. Offshoot of date palms. Okay, so I have something like that. I'll tell you what Rashi says. Rashi says, okay, it's Shim's Garda. That Rashi says, if you look at the second line of Rashi from the top, of Kusa de Dikla, Moitse Hadekel, when it comes out of the palm tree, Kishuhu Samuch Lakarka, when it's very close to the ground, Yoitzimbay Dukronim Harbe, Savav Savav. Seems to be like different parts come out. That's what they're translating, offshoots of the day tree. That's what it is. So, date palm, okay. What's a date palm? Date palm is from a date from a palm tree.
Maybe the palm.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's off a date tree, not like a lulav.
A lulav is all the way at the top. Yeah. Here we're talking about what's that's coming out of the ground.
Is a lulav off a palm tree?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Kapes yeah. Tomorrow. A lulav comes from a palm tree. Palm tree. So what? Kapes Tomorrow comes from a tree that produces dates, but it's a palm tree that produces dates. There's two types of palm trees. There's a regular palm tree, it's very tall. There's some palm trees that are called the canary one. It comes from the ones that are very tall, not from the very small ones. The small ones are problematic. It's a shiloh in the place where you could use a lula from a canary tree. It's called in Hebrew canary tree, maybe in English also. I don't know. I know in the swarm they call it canary. But the regular lula comes from those big, huge palm branches. You go to Florida, or it's a soil,
yeah,
Los Texas Angeles.
My father-in-law has one. Here.
Yeah, and you got your lula from there?
I didn't know, but
he does get from there. Okay, so over here we're dealing with that you want to take this offshoots of the date palm, some mesachachim behu, you could use them, apple gab dagidi. Now this is interesting, because over here you're going to cut them off the ground, and they're not they're detached. However, they look like a bundle, even though each one, it's not really a bundle, it's just that you cut down like the part of a tree. But it looks like a bundle. And yesterday's daf was going through that we're not supposed to be mesachich with a bundle. Now it says of our Gemara over here that there's no problem. You're able to use them even though they resemble a bundle. But eged bidei shemaim loishmei eged. The fact that it was bound together by shemaim, by Hashem, that's how he created the tree, that's not called a bundle. It's only when people put together a bundle. That's the problem. And also, afagav the hader ogid lahu. And it seems like that each one of the offshoots, when you put it over your sukkah, it seems like that it's not going to, the only way that it should stay over your sukkah properly is if you tie down the actual branch itself, that it shouldn't go up. Rashi seems to be saying it would be pointed up, it wouldn't be laid down flat properly, so you would tie it up. But the way you tie it up is you tie up each one of the offshoots by themselves. So says the Gemara, the apple gav, the hader agiluhu, even though you end up tying up each one of the offshoots, igud bechad loishmei egad. The fact that you're tying up each one individually is not a problem. That's not considered a bundle. Omer of Chista, Omer of Vina bar Shila, Hani Dukri Dekoni. How do they translate it? Dukri Dekoni? Koni means reeds normally, but Dukri is like things that come out. So take it literally. Rashi, I'll tell you what Rashi says before you'll tell me what they translate. Rashi says it's very similar to what we were speaking about till now, the offshoots of the date palm. Just now, till now we're speaking about the offshoots of the date palm. Now we're talking about with konim, what comes out of reeds. Dukri the koni, yeah. The stock of cane plants? Okay. Panim normally is translated to be reeds. Cane plants. Okay. 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 Okay, we'll go with that. Amar Ravina bar Shila Hani Dukri Dakani, the offshoots of this, the stalks of the cane plant. Mesachachim Bahu, they can be used for Sach, like we said before, Alphagav Dagidaninu, even though that where they're connected at the bottom, so it, on one hand it resembles a bundle, but says the Gemara, it's not a problem because Egged Bidei Shemaim Loishme Egged, because the fact that you attached it, it was attached by Hashem, was attached, that's the way it's created, so that's not considered a bundle. And Alphagav the Hadar Ogidluhu, even though that you're going to go ahead and attach each one on its own, Egged Bechad Loishme Egged, the fact that you bundle up one at a time is not considered a bundle, it's no problem. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn like this in Abraisa, Konim, these canes with the Quranim, and I'm not sure which one was the canes. The Quranim means how they translate Konim and the Quranim. What are the Quranim is the cane reeds and the Quranim is the stocks. Okay. Tanya Nami Hochi. Konim the Quranim. Okay. Konim with the Kronim. Stock. Okay. Okay. Tanya Namihoki. Konim, these canes with the Kronim and the stocks that come out, Masachik and Bohem. You're able to use them as Sach. Says the Gemara, Konim Pshita. Bukhari, it's simple. It's Pashit. Of course you could use these reeds. Says the Gemara, Ema, Konim shall the Kronim, Masachik and Bohem. We're trying to say Chiddush that they could be used as when they're, the Rei Rash explains over here, is that sheyotzim begizom kimin dekronim harbe. It comes out of the very of the stump of the tree where it's coming out of many different stalks come out. So you would think that it cannot be used, but that's the chiddush is that since it's bidei shemayim, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it like that, that's not considered a bundle. So that's proof to what we said before. That's a braisa stating exactly what we said before.
You wanted the word dekronim.
Dekronim, yeah.
Dekronim, that's tapered poles.
Tapered poles. What's tapered poles mean? Any good translation for that? But wooden. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But Amir of Chista, it seems it's like regular. Yeah, the Gemara says we're talking about Bidei Shemayim. Yeah, it reads that grow that they naturally that way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I took my kids to a zoo last year, and we saw bamboo growing from the floor. They couldn't believe that bamboo actually comes out of the ground. Like, how could it be? That's what it is. That's bamboo. It comes out of the... Amar of Chista, Amar Ravina bar Shila, Hani Mirasa de Agma. Now we're just going to get into a little bit halachas of Hilchas Pesach, because we're quoting a memra from the name of Rav Chista, who said the name of Ravina bar Shila. We said that before, so we're going to bring another memra from him. Hani Mirirasa de Agma. This maror that's called maror of the Agam. Agam is the swamp, and we had it, the name of this maror was maror of the swamp. So Adam Yoitza ben Yidei Chavasi be Pesach. They could be used for maror by the Pesach Seder night. In fact, the Gemara may say, we have a kasha. It says Ezov. You have to use the Ezov, for example, to spray the ashes, the water of the paraduma, you have to use the ezav. You dip the ezav in and you sprinkle the person. Ezav, so the Torah says you take an ezav. Veloy ezav yavon. You can't take this branch called ezav yavon. It can't be the Greek version of the ezav. Veloy ezav kochli, and it can't be the blue ezav. Veloy ezav midbari, and it can't be called the ezav from the desert. Veloy ezav raimi, and it can't be the ezav from Rome. And it can't be the Ezov that has a different name to it. So how could you tell me that you could be Yoitza Marar with Marar that's called Marar, the Agma Marar from the swamp? What do you mean? The Torah says Marar. Regular Marar should mean Stam Marar, regular Marar. Once you have that this Marar has a different name to it, it's called Marar Merirasa, the Agma, there's a different name to it, you shouldn't be able to use it. It must be something else. When the Torah says Marar, it means a regular Marar, not a specific type of Marar. And yet, Rav Chista said, name of Ravina Bar Shila, that you could use this Marar from the Agam. If we know that there was a different name before the Torah was given, for example, Ezav Yavon was around, Ezav Yavon, the Ezav from Greek, was around from, the Greek Ezav was around from before Matan Torah. And Ubasa Torah, then the Torah came along, Bekbidola, and the Torah said, take an Ezav. We know at that time there was different names for it, and yet the Torah came along and said, take a specific Ezaiv, take Ezaiv, don't take Ezaiv that comes, that a Greek type of Ezaiv. Must be that the Torah is being mocked, but not to take that. But the Hani loynishtanu shmayu kaidemat entire klal. However, when you're dealing with the maror that comes from the agam, that doesn't never had a different name beforehand. That wouldn't have a different name. The beforehand, it wasn't called maror the agam. It was called maror. So when the Torah came along and said eat maror on Pesach, it was including that maror. Later on, we gave it a name called maror the agam. That's not a problem. Because when the Torah said Mar, it was referring to that Mar also. Whereas by the Ezaiv, since before Matan Torah, it was called Ezaiv Raimi, Ezaiv Yavon, Ezaiv Kukli, and the Torah came along and said, take Ezaiv. Must be the Torah is telling me, take Ezaiv, and don't take Ezaiv Kukli, don't take Ezaiv Yavon, don't take Ezaiv Raimi. Rava argues, he says a different shot. Hani Mirirasa Stamashmayu. Those Mara, the Mara the Agam, is really called, it's called the regular Mara. Behind the Karle Mirirasa the Agman, this that is called nowadays Mirirasa the Agam, the Mara that comes from the Agam, Mishum de Mishtakach the Agma, just because it comes from the Agam, it comes from the swamp, but not that it's a definition of a certain type of Mara. This is regular Mara, happens to be, it's called Mara the Agma because it comes from the Agam, that's it. Everything else, the Ezaiv, when the Torah says Ezaiv, and don't take Ezaiv Yavon, don't take Ezaiv Kuchli, don't take Ezaiv Raimi, that's because we're talking about a different type of Ezaiv. A different Ezaiv is a problem. The Torah said, take Ezaiv. That's Machlokes Sabaya and Rava. Omer of Christo. Now we're getting to the halacha of what's considered a bundle. We saw yesterday's daf that you cannot take a bundle to be schach. Omer of Christo. Igud bechad lo yishmei eged. If you bundle up one branch, that's not called that you created a bundle. Shalosh shmei eged. If you bundle three things up, it's considered a bundle. Three branches is a bundle. Shnayim, however, what about if you bundled up two branches? Machlokes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanon. It's Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah like this. Mitzvahs Ezaiv Shloisha Klochim. The mitzvah to take an Ezaiv. For example, the Torah tells us to take an Ezaiv by Paraduma to go out and sprinkle the Paraduma with Ezaiv. So the mitzvah, says the Tanakhama, is to take Shloisha Klochim. Rashavir Taichas Klochim as Shrashim. You take three roots of branches that are called Ezaiv. Ubahen Shloisha Givailud. And each one of those three roots have a stem. Have a stem. So it comes out, you have three branches and three stems. Each branch, each root has a stem. That's what we have. So we need to have three of them. Because the Torah says, take agudas ezev, take a bundle of ezev. So therefore, it says the Shita of the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, that you need to have shloisha klochim, ubahem shloisha gevoilim. It needs to be three roots, each one having a stem. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Rabbi Yosi says, Mitzvah's Ezev, the mitzvah of taking the Ezev, has to be a bundle of Ezev, is Shloisha Givaylim, has to be three stems, like we said, like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim. But if, let's say, Rashi explains over here that these branches were very soft, and very often, as he started dipping into the water and started sprinkling with it, very often things could break. So says Rabbi Yosi that Shiyarov Shnayim, if you started off with three, and now something breaks, you're down to two, it's okay, it's good. It's kosher, it's still called a bundle. V'garmudav, v'gardumav, kolsh kolshahu. And even if the main part of the branch broke off and you're just left with the very bottom part of the branch, that's still going to work, so long as you have two of them. So again, the shita of the chacham is that mitzvahs ezav, you need to have three roots and three stems. That's the chachamim, that's called the bundle. The shita of Rabbi Yosi is that the bundle of ezav is like the Chachamim, he starts off like the Chachamim, they need to have three roots and three stems, but if something falls off and you're left with two, you're okay. And not only that, but even of the two that you have left over, most of the branch somehow also falls off. You're just left with the very bottom of the branch that's also going to be kosher. That Gardumov kosher who is also going to be good. Pasalka Daitos, that says the Gemara, we think right now, the Hamin of the Gemara is, Midishiyara of Shnayim, from the fact that Rabbi Yosi says that if you're left over with two, it's going to be kosher. So he might also hold that if I started off with only two branches, it's also going to be kosher. V'hai diktani shloisha. And this, Rabbi Yossi said that you should start off with three branches. That's only l'mitzah. L'chatkila, you should go ahead. The mitzah l'chatkila to go ahead and to have three. However, l'ikuva, to be ma'akiv, you don't need three. All you need is two. Umidir Rabbi Yossi shloisha l'mitzah. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds that you only need to have three. L'mitzah, a mitzah l'chatkila. L'rabbanon shloisha la'akiv. So then the Rabbanon who argue, they must hold that you need to have three. La'akiv, you don't have it, you're not yotzei mitzvah. So that's the machlokes. What's considered a bundle? The Rabbanon say three is a bundle. If you don't have three, it's not a bundle. Rabbi Yossi says a bundle, l'chatchila, is three, but the Yavid, two is also considered a bundle. In fact, the Gemara, we can't say that this is the explanation in the Shita and in Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon. Why? Because Vatanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yossi says, Ezev, Shetchilosei Shnaim, if you have your bundle of Ezev, which started off as a bundle of two, Vishiyar of Echad, and you ended up with only a leftover of one. One branch fell off, you're left with one. Pasul, says Rabbi Yossi, it's Pasul. The Einei Kosher, and it's only time it's going to be Kosher is Ad Shiei Tchilosu Shloisha, Vishiyar of Shnaim. The only time it's going to be Kosher is when you started off with three branches, three Eze branches, then one fell off, and you're left with two. So you see, very clearly, the Rabbi Yossi holds that you also need to have three to start off. So you can't tell me that there's machlokes what's called a bundle. That their bundle say three is a bundle and Rabbi Yossi two is a bundle, because we know Rabbi Yossi says clearly in a braisa that if you start off with two, you're not yotze. You need to start off with three. So obviously, even the sheet of Rabbi Yossi holds you need to have three to be considered a bundle. Says the Gemara, epoch, we could switch things around. Rabbi Yossi shloisha la'akiv. Rabbi Yossi holds three is le'ikuva. You need to start off with three. If your bundle didn't start off with three, it's not considered a bundle. Le'rabanan, however, according to the sheet of the Rabbanan, shloisha is le'mitzah. This that the Rabbanan say you need to start off with three, that's only le'mitzah. Mitzah l'chatchila, you should start off your bundle in the very beginning should be three. But, so either way, we have machlokes, we're back to what we started before, that what's called the bundle le'ikuva. Do we say they need to have three, or do we say that even two branches are already considered a bundle? The Gemara continues on, but Tanya, we have a braisa proving that the sheet of the Rabbanon is that all you need to start off with is three l'chatchila, but if I start off with two, it will still be good. We learn like this in a braisa. Why? Because the braisa says, Ezev, Shetchilosei Shnayim, if you have Ezev, your bundle of Ezev, which starts off as two branches, v'shiyar of echad, and then one breaks and you're only left with one branch. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. V'einai posel, and the only time it's going to be posel is ad shehei tchilosei, and right now the Gemara and the Havmina thinks that we're saying is like this. The only time it's going to be posel is when you have, in the very beginning, it started off as one branch, v'shiyar of echad, or it will be posel if you started off with two, and then you're down to one. One gets lost, one breaks, and you're down to one. So the Gemara says, this doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? Shiar of Echad Pasul, you're telling me that if you left over with one, it's going to be Pasul. Ha'amit Shiar of Echad Kasher. We said in the beginning that if you started off with two, and then you're left with one, one breaks, and you're only left with one, Dalach is going to be Kasher. So how could we read? What does it mean? How do you read the Bryce? Bryce starts up, Ezev Shetchilosei Shnayim, if you start off with a bundle of two, one breaks, V'shiyar V'echad, all you have is one left over Kasher. V'einei Pasul Ad Shetchilosei, the only time it's going to be Pasul is if you start off with one, or if you start off with two, and you have Shiyar V'echad, and you have one left over. Doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction in itself. Do you hold, if you start off with two, one breaks, they left with one, is the kosher apostle? The braisa seems to be contradicting itself. Says the Gemara, the way to read the braisa is, Ela'ema ad shetehei tfilosei kishiyarav echad. The way to read the braisa is like this. The only time it's going to be apostle is that when your tchila, when your very beginning, your beginning stage, is like your leftover. Your leftover that we said will be kosher, if you start off with two, one breaks, you're down to one, it will be, the halacha is that it will be kosher. But the only time it will be pasul is when your starting point was like your leftover point. That if your leftover point is one, if you started off that way, that you started with one branch, then it will be pasul. That's the way to read the braisa. Eine pasul ad shetchilosei, that your beginning point is like shiyar avechad, like your leftover point as being one. If you have start off with two, you're left over with one, it will be kosher. says the Braisa, will be possible if you started off with only one. That's the way to read the Braisa. Oh. Says the Gemara. Dorash Meremar. Hani Asuraiso de Sura. Now in Sura, Sura is a place in Bavel, and they used to go ahead and package up reeds, they used to bundle up reeds, but the only reason why they did this was for the sake of selling it. They never ever stored it that way. Just so when you went to the store and you bought this bundle of reeds, it was bound up. It was surrounded with ropes. But not that's the way you stored it in your oitzer. No such thing. That's just the way it was sold. So it says Mereimar Hani Asurai Sodusura. This bundle of reeds that they used to sell in Sura, Mesachich and Bahu, you're able to place that entire bundle over your sukkah to be kosher for staff. Afal gav da'agdon, even though they remained in their bundle state, they're still bundled up, still going to be kosher. Why? Because l'minyana ba'al mahu da'agdon. The only reason why it's bundled up is because they would bundle up, let's say, 5 or 10, and that's the way they would sell it that way. But not that's the way people would store it. Like we saw in yesterday's daf, is that whenever they used to store it that way, then you have a problem with gzeiras ha'aitzer. It wasn't placed there for the sake of sukkah. That's yesterday's gemara. But says our gemara today, says Mereimar, that if it was just bundled up, because that's the way they would sell it, then he decided to put it over his sukkah in that manner, that's okay, but there's no problem, there's no gzeiras ha'aitzer. Omer of Abba. If Abba came along and he said halacha, Hani Tzrifi d'Urvanu. So Rashi explains over here, Tzrifi d'Urvanu, it's an interesting case over here. Rashi says that they used to make like little huts out of branches from a willow tree, from a ravis, ma'anfei aravis. And Rashi says is that it was similar to the type of hut that the fishermen used to use. And but the way it was done was you had these big tall branches and they made a bend over to form into a hut. The way they used to do it, Rashi explains, is that they used to braid it at the bottom. They used to braid all the leaves together. And besides for that, they would attach a rope at the bottom. And then, when all the branches would come together at the top, they would tie it up also at the top to hold it, to make it stay in the shape that it would cover over a person. So, the question that we're dealing with over here is if somebody wants to take that entire willow branch hut and put it over his sukkah to be stopped. Could he do that? Yes or no? Says the Gemara, Amr of Abba, Hani Tzrifi D'Urvani. This hut made out of willow branches, Kivon Shehutra Roshe Madanim Shalahen Ksheirin. Once you went ahead and you took off the rope that went on top of the whole hut, then it's going to be kosher, because the Ha'a says it's not a problem, even though it still remained attached at the bottom. Says the Gemara, V'ha Gidi Mitasoi. What do you mean? But still attached at the bottom, because he said attached at the bottom also. Amar Papa, the Shari Lahu, he would undo the bottom also. Pardon? He would put this over his sukkah l'shem schach. Could he do that? Yes or no? Is it a problem of a bundle? So that's what it's talking about when he wants to sit in that hut itself. Over here, I want to sit in my sukkah. I'm just going to take that whole bread, that whole hut, and put it over my sukkah. I'm going to do it for the sake of sukkah. I'm going to do it for the l'shem tzel. Right, so he wouldn't be able to sit in there to be yotzei's mitzvah. Over here, he's going to sit inside the sukkah. Now he's going to take that staff that was made for something, and he's going to go put it there for the sake of sukkah. That's what we're talking about. Could he do that? That's what we're dealing with. So says the Gemara that we're talking about over practically the Gemara, Bahai, Agid Mitasai, still attached at the bottom. Omer Papa, the Shari Lahu, we're talking about that he undid the bottom part also. Says the Gemara, Vuna Breda Yeshua, he argues, he says, Afilu Tema Deloy Shari Lahu. He says that no, even we're talking about you did not untie it from the bottom. But Kol Egid, She'enoi Osui Lataltaloi, Loy Shmei Egid. If you have something bundled up and you're not able to carry it, that's not called a bundle. So over here, once you open it up at the very top, if you're going to start moving it, the whole thing's going to fall apart. Since it's going to fall apart, it's not considered a bundle. A bundle is only when we have everything together. If you're going to move it and it can't stay together, that's not called a bundle, and there's no problem, there's no gzeres ha'itzer in that, there's no problem at all. Oh, now back, we're going back to halachas about Gemara. Omer of Abba, Omer Shmuel. Yurakos she'amru chachamim. The vegetables that the chachamim said, Adam yoitza b'hem yideich evaseh b'pesach, that a person could be yoitza his chiv on Pesach, mevi'en es hatuma. Over here there's a big machlokes Rashi Tosis. I'm going to go with Rashi's chat. Even though Tosis says that somebody else is magia something into Rashi, he says that Rabbi Huda stuck in a few words to Rashi. It's not really from Rashi itself, but we're going to go with the way we have Rashi inside our Gemara. What we're dealing with over here is we have these vegetables, and we're trying to figure out if, let's say, you have, let's say this is the vegetable that we have. We want to know, and there's a piece of tumah underneath over here, and we want to know, will it make something tummy over here? Let's say you have a spoon. You have a spoon over here, a piece of a mace over here, and a spoon over here. And it's covered over, it's the there's like a little roof. This vegetable is like a little roof over it. Will the tumah of the mace go over to the spoon? Yes or no? Right. Will we consider this vegetable a gag, a roof? If we consider it a gag, then the halach is the tumah will go over to the spoon. If not, not.
What's the size of the vegetable?
Will be the size of a... See, Rashi tells us the size. 1 second. Let's see. Rashi doesn't tell us the size. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the size is going to be. Maybe they say something like Vaisnish. I don't know. Pardon? It's already detached. We're talking about this vegetable is already detached. So it says, Shmuel, Yeroki Shamar Chacham, Adam Yitzvah Yidei Chavaseh BaPesach, Mevi'en Es HaTumah, will be able to transfer Tumah underneath it, but Ve'ein Chaitzizim Mepnei HaTumah. Normally, you found the measurement? They gave a measurement?
I think this is
Okay, fine, very good. Tefach squared. Okay, great, thank you. So we have this tefach squared vegetable, and so says Shmuel that if there's a tamei mace, a kazayas of a mace underneath there, we'll make the spoon tamei that's also underneath this roof. Now, says the Gemara, normally we have halacha that once this is considered a roof, so then anything on top of it will be considered tahar. Won't get the tumah from underneath. However, over here we're saying that it does not create a chatzitza. It won't be a chatzitza if there's tumah mace underneath over here, the tumah will go up, and if there's something on top, say if there's a fork over this vegetable, the fork will also become tumah. Even though it goes, normally goes hand in hand over here, Rashi explains only the Rabbana, that they said it will not create a chatzitza, and therefore the tumah will go through the vegetable also, and anything on top of the vegetable will also be tumah.
Outside or indoors? There's not another roof?
Yeah, there's no other roof, yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, outside, yeah. Outside. Oh, so says the Gemara, and one more halacha, upoislin besuka mishum avir. And also, it will be if you would go ahead and use this as schach, you want to use that vegetable as schach, the halacha is, it will be considered nothing. It won't be considered good schach. Over here, Rashi deals with, is it schach puzzle, or is it, it's complicated. It's a Rashi and Tais argument over here, but the actual words of the Gemara is that it cannot be used as schach, it will be considered as if it's empty. It will be considered as if there's airspace. Now, there's a difference between schach, puzzle, and airspace. The halach is, if you have airspace of 3 tvachim, the halach is that already puzzles your sukkah. That already, at least you can't be underneath that. If you have an opening of 3 tvachim, you can't be underneath that. Now, when you have the halach of schach, puzzle, let's say you put up something which you can't be used, let's say you put up metal poles as somewhere up there, a big metal beam. So the halach is that once it's 4 tvachim, it creates problems. Over here, we're considering this vegetable as schach puzzle, but we're giving it the measurement as of 3 tvachim, as if there's airspace. Says the Gemara, why are we doing that? My time, kivon dilchi yafshi. Since eventually that vegetable is going to dry out, parchi, it's going to just disintegrate, vinafli, then it's going to fall. So command the lesnu dummy. So therefore, we consider it right now as if it's not here. Even though right now we look up, we see the vegetables, but since eventually it's going to fall, it's not going to be there anymore, we give it a halacha as airspace, and therefore the measurement is 3 tvachim, not 4 tvachim. Oh. V'amar Rav Ada, Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Anu halacha. Habaitzer legas, ein lo yodes. Now there's also halacha, when they get Tumah, Rashi brings down the halacha, that anything which is Tameh, anything that could become Tameh, that is, if let's say Let's speak about the case of the Gemara. So we're trying to figure out if, let's say, a person who's Tameh, if he touches grapes, so then the grapes are going to become Tameh. Right? He touches the grapes are now Tameh. Now what about if he only touches the stems of the grapes? Does that give Tumah to the entire thing? Do we say that the Tumah goes over to the grapes also? Yes or no? Do we consider it a handle? That's what the Gemara is going to call it. Is that stem a yad? Is that a handle? If it's a yad, so then the Tumah will go through the yad into the grape. So this guy who's Tameh did not touch the grape. He just touched the handle. Just touched the stem. Is that a problem? Yes or no? So says Rav Huna, Habaitse Lagas. If somebody is harvesting grapes because he wants to make wine, he's going to go ahead, takes all his grapes. So then, Nalach is Ein Layodis. Then all the stems are not considered a yad. It's not considered a handle. The Gemara is going to explain why. Because he doesn't want it. He's trying to make wine. He has no interest in having those stems. But that's the Shita of Rav Huna. Now, Rav Menashe Bar Gada, Omer Rav Huna, he came along, he said a different halacha. Hakoitzer l'schach. If somebody goes ahead and he cuts down stalks of straw, of wheat, for the sake of schach, ain lo yodis. All those things will not have a handle. There won't be any handle, b'chlal. Meaning to say, is every time you cut down, let's say a person cuts down wheat, he wants to use that for his schach. Now, the wheat is edible food. Now, if somebody who's tameh just touches the straw, doesn't actually touch the wheat itself, do we consider the straw a handle to the wheat? Yes or no? So says Rav Huna that if somebody cuts down this wheat, he cuts it down for the sake of schach, then ein layadis. Then we do not consider the whole all that straw as being a handle. So says the Gemara, Manda Amar Koitzer, Rav Huna that spoke about halacha about when you cut down wheat for schach. And he says that the actual straw is not considered a handle. Kol shekein boitzer, for sure, when you go ahead and you harvest grapes, for sure, that's not considered a handle. Deloy nichole, because in such a case, when you go ahead and you're harvesting grapes for the sake of making wine, a person does not want to have the stems inside the wine. Deloy nimtsaya lechamer, he does not want the stems to absorb the wine. He wants the wine to be there. If the stems are going to end up together with the wine, he's going to lose some wine. However, the Shita of Rav Abba by Rav Huna, he says that Halacha only by Boitzer. If a person goes ahead and he harvests grapes, then the Halacha is over there in Layadis. Then we do not consider the stems as being a handle. Abul Koitzer, however, a person is going to go ahead and cut down wheat for schach, Yesh Layadis. In such a case, we will consider the whole entire, all the straw, all the everything there, we're going to consider it a handle. Why? The nichalei, the lischach behu. Because in such a case, he wants the wheat to remain there. Why is that? Ki heichi deloid livderam. Because he wants to make sure that the wheat is actually going to stay over his sukkah. So from the fact that there's wheat there, there's some weight. Because of that, he wants it to be there. Once he wants the wheat to still be there, then we will consider the entire thing as a handle towards that wheat. And if a person with tameh touches that handle, then it will also make the food, will make the wheat also tameh. That's the machlokes over here. Says the Gemara, Nema de Rav Menashe Bar Gada Tanoihi. Seemingly, what Rav Menashe Bar Gada, he's the one who said the halacha, when you cut down wheat for the sake of schach, seemingly it's machlokes tanoim. Why, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Soichi Te'enim. Branches of Tehenim, Ubehen Tehenim, and amongst those branches you actually have figs there. You cut down branches of figs and the figs are still there. Parchilin, if you cut down vines, Ubehem Anovim, and amongst the vines the grapes are still on it. Kashin, if a person cut down straw, Ubehen Shibailin, there's still some grain there, still some wheat there. Mechabdais, Ubehem Tamar, if a person cut down branches of a palm tree, and amongst the palm tree he also cut down dates. Kulon impsulois meruba al eichlin, if the majority of that branch, there's more branch than food, then the halacha is ksheira, will be kasher, you're able to use it for schach. V'im lav, however, if there's more fruit than the branches, psula, then the halacha will be possible, will not be kasher. Can I use it for schach? Acheirim aimrim, the shita of Acheirim say, Ad shiyu kashin merubin al hayodis. The halacha is that this that we're saying that it will be kashin pisa schach when the majority is branch. You have more branch than fruit. That was only said when there's more branch than fruit, and also more branch than the handle of the fruits, meaning that area very close to the fruit itself, we consider it a handle, a yad. So when we're trying to figure out, is there more branch than fruit, we also have to measure the handle of the fruit, because the handle of the fruit is considered fruit also. So that's the machlokes. So Tanakama holds, and you're trying to figure out if you have the majority of branch or fruit, the way you cheshbon it out is you just measure the branch versus the fruit. The sheet of Achayim is you measure the branch versus the fruit together with its handle. So you need to have much more branches than the sheet of the Tanakama to make a kosher for schach. Says Gemara, my love, are we not arguing? Isn't the machlokes like this? The marasava yeshon yodas. Seemingly, that the first sheet, the one sheet to hold, that all these things that we mentioned, the grapes, the figs, and the dates, they have a handle. Umar Savar Ein Lahem Yodis. And the other sheet to holds, the first sheet to holds, that we don't consider these a handle. When you're dealing with Tzach, we do not consider that a handle. So the Gemara says, L'Rab Abba Vade Tanoihi. According to Rab Abba, he was the very first sheet. That's for sure, Machlaik Tzanamir. We're going to see why. The Gemara is going to explain. But Rav Menashe Bar Gada mi lema tanoihi. But according to Rav Menashe Bar Gada, he only said the machlokes. He said that if you go ahead and you cut down wheat for the sake of schach, ein lo yodos. We don't consider it a handle. So the Gemara is going to explain. Pardon? One more time. What? Yeah. Oh, so Amar Lachal Rav Menashe. So Rav Menashe explains like this: the kuli alma savri hakoytzer l'schach ein lo yodos. Every single person holds that if you're going to go ahead and cut down these things for the sake of schach, then we will not consider any stem to be considered a handle. Because you're doing it for the sake of schach, we could disregard the fact that there's food here. If you're coming to eat, so then we see that the stem is the way how to hold the food. But over here, you're cutting it down for schach. You cut it down for schach, there's no intention at all for the sake of eating it. Therefore, we don't consider the part of the branch very close to the food as a handle. It's not a handle at all. Over here, what are we talking about? The case is talking about where you cut it down for the sake of eating. The reason why he harvested, the reason why he cut down these dates and the figs and the grapes was for the sake of eating it. Then he decided, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to use these branches for the sake of schach. So then there's machlokes. Do we consider the branch very close to the food? Is that considered a handle, yes or no? Says the Gemara, if you cut it down for the sake of eating, so then why in the world would the Rabbanon argue? Why would they say that we don't consider it as a handle? It should be considered as a handle, because when you have branches of a vineyard or branches of a dates, whatever it might be, all those things, for sure you're going to consider that a handle. Says the Gemara, maybe you're going to come along and say that the reason the Rabbanon is kimon de nimlach aleim l'sikuch, since he changed his mind and now he wants to use it for schach, but so then his original intention is considered knocked out. We could disregard his original intention, and now we see it. We don't see it as food anymore. But says the Gemara, that's not true. Umi batle machshava bahari, just with intention, can he knock out his very first intention? But now we learned in the Mishnah like that. Kol hakelim yoyedin lidei tumasim b'machshava. All kelim could become tamei with intention, because the halach is that a keli, a utensil, only become tamei once you have the final keli. Once you're finished making, you have the final product. So what's called the final product? The halach is that once you have machshava, once you in your mind you say, okay, I'm done making it, it's considered you have the final product. So every keli could become tamei with a machshava. Once you have in mind that you want this to be the final product, it will, could then something tamei touches it, it will become tamei. But the ein oilam mitimasam. But the only way to come out of its tumah is ela b'shinu maisa. The only way that it should become out of its stage of tumah is by changing the keli, breaking the keli, making it into a different keli. But that's the only way to do it. The Gemara says maisa moitzim bidei miad. Miyad Maisa, an action to go ahead and uproot it from an action, umiyad machshava, and even from an intention. However, machshava, if all you have now is an intention, einim moitzio loy miyad maisa v'loy miyad machshava. An intention cannot uproot an intention. So once you had in mind that this is your final product, you can't have in mind later that, no, I want it for something else. The halacha is that only thing that could uproot it from its original stage of once it got its considered halach, it's considered a halacha keli. The only way to uproot it is if you actually go ahead and do a maisa to change it. So you can't come along and tell me that once the rabbanon, this guy went there, he cut it down for the sake of eating. So he had a machshava, his intention was eating. And then, later on he changed his mind, he wants to go ahead and use it for snach. You can't tell me that the pshat in the rabbanon is that an intention could uproot an intention, because we know not like that. So therefore, if the case is talking about we actually cut it down for the sake of food, so then we should consider the stem very close to the food as being a yad, of being a handle. And yet we know the rabbanon say not like that. Okay, the Gemara is just going to continue on. We're going to stop over here. Holding by Akasha, but yeah, the Gemara is going to continue on another couple lines.